need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, hookers and gamblers, elves and dreidlers, girls gone wild, and Dom's gone fierce. Authors and porn stars. Husbands and wives. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. With a capital X. That's right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. We may or may not be children of Christmas. Or Hanukkah, or Panjapati, that's the Hindu Christmas, or Buddha's birthday, that's the Buddhist Christmas, or the goddess of the winter solstice. We may or may not be children of God or Jesus, or Brahma Rama Dama, but until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, come on, brothers and sisters. Can I hear an A-women?
A-women!
Yeah, they always do the A-women with so much more enthusiasm. I think we're coming into the age of the goddess and the girls gone wild and the women gone crazy and, all kinds of excitement. We're also celebrating Hanukkah tonight. We are in the midst of the Festival of Lights, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And everyone's celebrating all the holidays in the age of the internet. Some of us are, of certain tribes or persuasions. But we can all learn from each other's cultural methods of controlling our sexuality, which is really what most religions concentrate on to a great degree, which is why we love to play with all the different rituals and celebrations here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And we're gonna celebrate the Festival of Lights tonight, which is also the, you know, one of the typical Jewish festivals, in that it is a festival of gelt. And yes, that does sound a lot like guilt. And they both kind of go together in a way, you know, especially if your name is Bernie Madoff, I guess. Anyway, Hanukkah is really a holiday of gambling in many ways. I mean, I know the rabbis and the rabbis will say I'm a sinner for saying this, except it really is. I mean, you've got the dreidel and you've got the gelt and you're gambling and you're playing all these games, which were supposed to be, in the story of the holiday, a camouflage for studying Torah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what Vegas is, isn't it? Camouflage for studying Torah. Right. So we have dreidels, and we have what we used to do in my family, which was candle races with all the candles that you light for the menorah. That's why it's called the Festival of Lights. Lights being, of course, very romantic. Yes. Very erotic. Candlelight. Of course, we can't be too romantic and erotic because we are filming. But we are also on radio, brothers and sisters, and this is Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. Worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation in your hard drive. And celebrating tonight is, of course, my darling, my husband, Brother Max, back there. And he's convalescing very well from a little interaction with some doctors, other high priests in our civilization of your life and death. So tonight, Brandilio is engineering. Hello, Brandilio.
Hello, doctor.
So, ready to celebrate a little Hanukkah?
Oh, you know I am.
And by the way, it is what they call a mitzvah, which means good deed in Hebrew, to have sex on holidays like Hanukkah, which are kind of joyous holidays. You're not supposed to really do that on Yom Kippur. You're supposed to fast from sex and food and everything. But on Hanukkah, like Purim, you know, you celebrate and you enjoy a little vino, a little chocolate, a little sex, you know, in the temple. And here we are in the temple of the speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. We have many friends here tonight. Interesting night. It's like, you know, the beginning of the Christmas season here just after Thanksgiving. Getting up to that winter solstice. So we're going to talk to some of our friends, but we have some strangers. We have some virgins to the speakeasy here tonight, including a Girls Gone Wild author of a book called Flash, Bars, Boobs, and Busted. Ah. 5 years on the road with Girls Gone Wild, and his name is Ryan Simpkin. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, first-time sinner, long-time dreidler.
All right. Yes, I was going to say, with a name like that, you must celebrate...
I got gelt everywhere.
Winter solstice, right. There you go. So you got gelt. Did you get some of our gelt?
You know, I have two. I ate some earlier.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to be
gambling. I threw two at a hobo outside.
Mm-hmm. So you, in fine Jewish Hollywood fashion, got yourself involved with an old acquaintance of mine, Joe Francis.
Do tell.
Yes. Well, I met Joe at Sex Week at Yale in 2002, probably around
Yale has a sex week?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, maybe you can get there. Of course, they don't have Sex Week in 2011. They have it every other year, Sex Week at Yale in February. And Joe was brought in to talk on a panel with me and a porn star. And he was very charming. And he, you know, flew in on his jet from somewhere, you know, wonderful, I'm sure, from his place in Mexico or something like that. And he was, you know, nice guy. Talked about his busts and talked about Girls Gone Wild. And anyway, I hardly know him, but I had a limited experience with him. And as you say, he is very charming. You say that in your book. And how else could he get girls to go wild?
It's very charismatic.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I know a little something about how to get girls to go wild and women to go crazy and men to also go a little wild. But Joe did it in a very focused way, or does it, I guess. He's still doing it. In a very focused way on girls who are kind of 18 to 23 or so on spring break, that kind of thing. I mean, I guess everybody's familiar with Girls Gone Wild. What it is? Does anybody not know what it is? It's practically in the dictionary, right? Yeah. So
it's become part of pop culture.
Right. And it was already on its way to that when you joined forces.
Yeah, it was, back in the early days, 2002-ish, we had to explain to some people what we were doing. But, you know, in the coming months, everybody kind of started figuring it out and, mm-hmm. you know, running up to our cameras and wanting to get on camera and get on DVD and, you know, make some mistakes.
So you worked there for a few years.
I was there for a couple of years. I left, and then we went to jail. We all went to jail back in 2003. So I left and then came back at the end of 2005 and was there for another 2.5 years. So 5 years total.
You went to jail.
Yes. Well, like overnight, not
overnight,
prison.
Just overnight.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it was great. It was thrilling.
Mm. You didn't sound like you enjoyed the experience in the book.
Yeah.
But it makes for a good story.
It's funny now. It wasn't really funny then.
Right.
It was cold and depressing and, you know, my mugshot was terrible. There's hardly any dreidels. No gelt.
And Joe had to stay a lot longer than you.
Joe was the first time Joe was there the same time as me. Mm. Back like in 2007, he ended up staying like 11 months, which mm-hmm. is substantially longer than I ever had to stay.
Well, by the way, this
Star of David.
Star of David, right here. This was made by prisoners in jail. It was. They usually make crosses, but somebody needed a star, so they made this.
Not a whole lot of Jewish prisoners?
There are not a whole lot, no, but a few, you know. So, Joe is a good Catholic boy.
Right.
And he, as you say, very charismatic, got this whole phenomenon together, and you joined forces with it, and tell us about your experience.
Yeah, I mean, back when I first started, you know, like I said, it was small, and a lot of people didn't know much about it. He was making a lot of money licensing other people's footage, and he started sending camera guys out on the road, and I was the production manager, so I was in charge of taking teams of camera guys to spring break and Mardi Gras and out on bus tours and all over the country. And we, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, that I had a part in turning Girls Gone Wild into a, you know, a pop culture icon, into a household name, and, you know, made Joe millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, it was a lot of fun back then, but it was, you know, again, it was fun being part of something, you know, as it took shape. When I came back in 2005, it was already, you know, fully developed, and it had a lot of drawbacks, and it wasn't as fun, and it wasn't as free as back in 2002, 2003. We kind of did whatever we wanted. We hadn't gotten in trouble yet. We didn't think there were any rules. Joe thought he was, you know, indestructible, so we all thought we were too. So we ran around and kind of did whatever we wanted, and, you know, the shit we got away with was crazy. And then, you know, like I said, back when I came back in 2005, it was, you know, GPS trackers on buses and cameras and, you know, a lot of legal, a lot of, everything was very corporate.
Give an example of something you got away with, something, you know, kind of wild and crazy with maybe a household name like Paris Hilton.
I don't even know what you're talking about. You're going to have to expand on that.
Well,
she's a nice Jewish girl.
Yeah. You know, happy Hanukkah, Paris.
Day four.
But you have a story in the very beginning of the book.
Yes.
About, I'm not sure whether you weren't exactly working for Joe at the time.
It was funny because, you know, Joe and Paris were actually dating in 2003, which, you know, Joe didn't have a whole lot of, you know, they were actually in like a grown-up boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, mm-hmm. Which was unusual. And, for Joe and Paris, I think.
For Paris, too, yeah.
And we had just gotten out of jail, and I took about a 2.5-month leave of absence. And while I was on my leave of absence, Joe called me from Europe and told me that he needed a favor that only I could help him with, apparently, which I think was to flatter me. So it worked, and I, you know, did it. And he basically needed me to go to our accountant, get some money, then go to our drug dealer, who happened to also be our accountant. So it was like two birds, one stone right there.
Yeah. This is how the company works.
Well, you know, it's efficiency is what it is.
Yeah.
And
he's a businessman, you know.
It was basically like, look, Michael, I need $1,200 and then I need you to take that $1,200 and, you know, bring it to the person that you buy drugs from and get me this and get me, you know, a couple of drugs that, you know, cocaine and ecstasy. And you know, and I guess he had trouble getting it in France. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've never been to France looking for drugs. So, so he had trouble getting it. He needed me to get it to Paris. He needed me to get it to Paris Hilton.
Right.
Who needed to get it to Paris, France.
Right.
Very confusing.
Actually makes it easier. It's like the accountant being the drug dealer. Paris
right.
going to Paris.
When you know, because for tax purposes, you can blur the names and it's all... Mm. So basically I went back and forth. This is before text messaging. So we, you know, Paris and I were calling each other, you know, five or six times a day, trying to figure out where to meet. I went and got everything. My favorite part that never gets brought up is that, he needed 4 8 balls. We can talk about drugs here, right?
Well, yeah, of course. We're for the decriminalization of all this stuff
kidding.
Anyway. Not that there are any drugs here because there are not. And by the way,
I don't
these vials are not. Anything for Paris Hilton. She wouldn't like this. This is just salt, actually. Agua salt for agua coca liqueur.
I want to believe you.
Yeah.
So
you can try some.
So when we...
Later. Tell the story.
when the guy in the hat is talking, I'm going to be on that. My roommate and I, we wanted to test it out, so we skimmed a little off of each of the, you know, little baggies. And then, we packaged it up and I brought it to Paris, who was actually shooting a cover for 17 magazine. In the middle of her shoot, we kind of came in. She was doing a wardrobe change.
Nothing to do with anything underage regarding girls.
No, no, no. 17 magazine.
Right. I know.
She was
just
like 22.
Making that clear.
So I don't, yeah. Sorry about that. I don't know who I'm sorry to, but, yeah, so she, we met her in her little dressing room, and I gave it all to her in this Camel Lights box, just because that's what I transported it in, because, you know, it was a lot of business. And we were on our way out, and I actually turned and kind of asked her, you know, like, look, you must be flying private, right? Because I was just curious, and she said, no, I'm flying commercial. And I said, you know, just out of curiosity, how are you going to get it on the plane? Like, how are you going to get it all to him? Because it was a lot of business. And she just kind of gave me this, you know, little hand gesture. We're on the radio, so I can't really, but...
Oh, no, we are on webcam as well.
Do the hand gesture. Well. No, yeah. So it was kind of like she just kind of took the box and kind of gave him like a little, like...
Right.
Kind of...
around,
you know,
up.
Kind of gave me the idea. Well, the funny thing was...
She was naked
at the time.
Right. That's an important part of the story.
There's some clarity, because when I tell the story, people think that she put it up there right then, but she was in the middle of a photo shoot.
She was showing
it just so happened that she was changing clothes then, and she, when she did that, like when most people do the... Because I know a lot of people that do that gesture all the time, and they're not naked, so you don't know where it's going. But she was doing it then, and so I got the idea, but she didn't actually put it up there then. Because she was flying like 2 days later.
Okay.
So I have to assume that it got there okay.
Still,
because
Paris,
because Joe told me
naked,
a couple weeks later
with the, you know, with
yeah,
the cigarette box.
Joe said thanks.
Drugs.
It got there okay.
Pretty impressive. Okay.
Right.
Well, so the book is full of stories like this. Needless to say, and we're going to hear a few more. But I want to introduce my other guest.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of crazy stories. You know. Some sex. You even have sex in the book.
I have sex occasionally.
Yeah, you do. You get lucky, you know. How could you not on a bus
I
of
fell
girls
into it.
Girl wild? And yet, of course, you never bring the girls, including tonight.
Wow.
Right. The girls are here. The girls are everywhere, but you don't bring them.
My friend John Short was in charge of the girls.
John Short was a little short.
He was he apparently fell short.
Yeah, okay.
So
the girls, right. But that's something you know, that happens with girls. Girls gone wild don't bring girls.
Well, we thought there would be girls here that we were supposed to get wild.
There are, but, you know, you could try getting some of them.
It's still so early.
Yeah, it's early. But
I think it's unfair to think that, you know, that we can't make a difference.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can. So, pick a candle.
I'm going to go with the orange one.
The orange, that's your candle. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good choice.
It's a Texas Longhorn thing.
Yeah, and it's high up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, goddess Sadie Hawkins, welcome back.
Welcome. Hello. Thank you for having me. It's nice to be back.
Yeah. Now, you haven't been actually on the show, though, were you? You were on.
No, I can't.
You were at the post-show party, I think, for one of my events.
Yes.
Okay. So you've been here.
Yes.
Yes. I think it was actually my wedding anniversary, if
was
I recall.
It?
Was it? Or my birthday? One of those events, one of those special holidays at the speakeasy.
Well, it was nice and juicy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you're looking very juicy tonight, but you're cold. That's why you're wearing the whole
jacket.
The jacket. You're going to go wild tonight, a little wild?
Of course.
Yeah? Yes. Yeah. Are you a girl gone wild or a woman gone
crazy? I'm a woman gone.
I feel like you're going wild a little right now.
I'm a woman who's always consensual and in charge.
Consensual, right,
yes.
Right.
Well, and wild is good.
Consensual is good. And I don't think that anything that Joe or the Girls Gone Wild ever did was non-consensual in the book. I mean, drunk. If you consider drunk a way to, you know, if that's non-consensual, then okay, all bets are off. But, you know, right. Or why? You don't think it's okay to be with someone who's drinking?
It's not my personal. It's not what I sign up for. I try to practice. I do a lot of kinky, crazy, wild things. So, I want everybody to be in their right frame of mind.
You stay sober, okay?
I'm not going to be fuzzy.
I'm not going to give you any agua
and warm.
Or,
no.
Okay.
I like to stay warm and fuzzy.
Okay. Yeah, your hat's very warm and fuzzy.
Thank you.
Okay, and here's your friend, Mistress Helena. Goddess Helena.
Goddess.
There's a difference between a goddess and a mistress. Is there a gradation?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Do you have to take a certain amount of credits to be a goddess? Or?
I don't know. I think goddess just kind of resonates with me as a thick, voluptuous woman.
Mm.
There's something that appeals to me about the goddess and embodying.
Yes.
Goddess.
Which god do you identify with a particular goddess?
I don't. I don't identify with a particular goddess.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. I mean, did you
maybe
ever,
that's something I should
maybe
explore?
Think about
though.
It. You know, mm-hmm. All the, like Aphrodite or you know Hera or Diana, the goddess of the hunt. I'm
or
mixing
Kali.
Up my Roman and my Kali. There you go. Is that your goddess?
That's
totem?
One of many. Yes.
Right. Okay. All right, and pick a candle. We're going to do candle races in a moment. So you want to pick the candle, by the way, I should let you know this, the candle that you think is going to last the longest.
I want white.
White, okay. That's white there, okay. What's your candle, Goddess Helena?
I want the red one.
The red one, okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, your slave's not going to get a candle.
No.
Is that okay?
No.
I'm not even sure if you should get a seat. I'm really not. I don't know. Who's with me here?
I'm so unclear of what's going on down there.
I don't know.
I second that. I think
he should be like kneeling. I don't think you should have a chair. You look too much like you're an equal to other people here, and you're obviously
he's holding
not.
An empty cup.
No, it's not.
He's got a weird hat on.
Well, the cup.
It's panties.
You're
it
in
yes.
your panties? Okay, stand up.
My
Let's
bad.
See the panties here.
Actually...
Oh, the panties are on your
he
head.
He was a bad boy and cut
well,
them.
Well, wait a second. You've got my headphones over your panties? No. Mistress Helena, or Goddess Helena, are you in charge of him? Because he looks like he's a bad boy that's not going to obey me. I don't want him putting my headphones over his panties. And I think he should stand up.
I think he should be punished.
And well,
oh, we're getting to that.
We're women. We take our time.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, stand. Can you get him to stand up, please?
Stand up.
Why is he looking at you like that?
He's getting permission. He's getting permission first.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Stand up. Okay. I see why you weren't standing up. Yeah. Okay. I think you better get on your knees. Mm-hmm. Right. Get on your knees.
Or you can sit on his ass because he's. I think he's going to give out foot massages in a little while.
Mm-hmm. Give them out. To whom?
Whoever would like one.
Ah.
Just ask one of us.
Oh, you are going to have one. Okay.
I don't want one.
Okay.
Would you like a foot massage?
Well, I love foot massages, but I got a funny feeling about, what's his name?
Negative 8.
Negative 8. Yeah, he's looking at me. He's scary. He's staring me. So I think he should kind of sit behind you or something.
His name is Negative 8?
Yeah. It's here, a little scary.
Come over here and be between both of us.
You know, I want slaves to be agreeable and smile and do what I say, you know.
Mm. He's very obedient. We, he's,
well,
He's pretty...
He's
getting, negative eight's
he's
not wearing
better.
Shoes.
He's getting better because I had to...
Or a shirt.
Is he into humiliation?
Well, his personal philosophy, if maybe I'm not quoting him right, he's not a slave, he's not a submissive, he just likes to do nice things for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no wonder. Whoops, my hat fell off over that. no, it didn't. Okay. Oh, okay, one of those. He just wants to hang out with you guys for free. That's right.
But he'll do anything we want
but
him to.
But he'll do anything you want him to. Everything. But not anything I want him to, right, because he's not naturally submissive.
But what do you want him to do? And
we'll kind of get down and smile, you know, and make me feel more comfortable with, and not put my headphones on his panties, because people put their ears in there. Jesus. I mean, am I being finicky? I don't know.
I think you look better with that panties on.
I have to take responsibility for that. Oh. I did order him to put the panties on his head.
Oh,
I
can
did.
We spank you? I'd like to get your bottom up in the air.
Well, he was supposed to wear them, but he cut them. So you have to wear them, and that's the only other place we're going.
Well, I think he looks good down there, and he's smiling now. And he looks very cute now, smiling and down there on where he should be. You know, I'm
that's
sorry,
so negative
but
eight.
I've got a lot of people here tonight, and you are going to have to, you know, just be minimal, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this isn't all about
negative
you.
Eight. Do you have a Twitter account? Damn it.
I don't want to know about it. But by the way, yes.
I'd like to keep up after tonight.
Right.
We only have a brief window.
But Goddess Helena does. She's good with her Twitter
I bet
account.
Goddess Helena does.
Yeah, she does. She's doing it. Do you use your own Twitter account?
Not very often,
yeah,
no.
I noticed that. You seem like you've got somebody else doing that.
No, it's me. I just don't. I'm just lazy.
Oh, you act like you're someone else doing it. Right.
I act like I'm my own lazy assistant.
You don't have that personal touch.
My assistant's so lazy, I'm going to fire
right,
me.
Right, there's no personal touch in your Twitter. You got to have that personal touch.
Yeah, I know. I got to... You sound like the publishers.
Joe doesn't have a Twitter, I guess.
Joe doesn't have any of that stuff.
No,
I think he's got a few fake MySpace pages.
Uh-huh. So why do you think he's so upset about this book? I mean, it's not that bad about
I think that Joe is upset about a lot of stuff. He's, you know, I mean, as far as he sued me like 3 months ago, so I guess he's upset, even though he knew about the book before it came out.
Yeah.
You know, I think Joe is upset that people want to, you know, make a little money off of work done with him and his brand. I think he is afraid of content that's in there because Joe is unaware that a lot of people already think terrible things about him. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's stuff in there that he doesn't want people to know, and I'm sure there's stuff in there that I would actually probably
if I could talk to him, I would say, hey, you know, it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
I just don't think he realizes how bad it actually is in real life, and I think that the book is actually probably pretty rosy in comparison.
There you go.
But, you know, again, I think he doesn't see himself like the rest of the world sees him, which is fine. There's a lot of people like that, but I think that's what he's upset about.
All right. Well,
I mean, I think things could be worse. He could be sitting two seats down from me, barefoot, on his knees, with panties on his head. Negative eight.
Right.
Shout out negative eight.
Right, right. I suddenly got an image of Joe barefoot. You know?
Right.
You know, I did. I was liking it. You know, barefoot on the beach with the girls.
And negative eight.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about negative eight. Because you're not supposed to scare the girls away, negative eight.
No.
I'm glad you're smiling, though. Glad you're smiling, definitely. Are you a girl gone wild, Goddess Helena? Have you ever been a girl gone wild?
I've never been a girl gone wild in the traditional sense.
In the traditional sense?
In the pop cultural reference sense.
Meaning running around
I've
on
never,
the beach showing
yeah,
your
I'm,
tits.
I'm a different kind of exhibitionist. I like to humiliate people in front of other people.
Mm.
I like to do nasty things to other people.
I just
in
did
front
that to your
people.
Slave.
Right.
But.
Right. But I'm not a big, like, showing my tits.
Oh,
or my
no?
Pussy,
you look like
no.
you have
well,
nice ones.
Yeah,
you
do.
Should show them. I think. I mean, I just think because they're nice, not because you're a girl gone wild.
Right.
And although there are lots of cameras here.
Yeah.
Hi there. Celine looks very nice. You're a girl gone wild. Right? I shouldn't ask you to show your tits as soon as you walk in with that outfit on. Look at that. But you're practically showing your tits. Jesus. Very nice. And there is Exeter. Hi there. Hello. Very nice. Very nice. Well, hi, guys. Welcome back to the Speakeasy. Get yourselves a drink and settle in. Nice collar. You look very owned.
My first.
Yeah, you look odd. You look gorgeous. You really are done up tonight. Wow. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah. Absolutely. Happy Hanukkah. Pick a candle that you think is going to last the longest.
Which one will last the longest?
Any of these candles. Except I think somebody's already picked orange and
white and red.
But you can pick of these too. There's more here.
I think blue is the longest one anyway. So
you can pick one of these.
Well, then I would take the yellow.
The yellow. Okay, you got the yellow. Yeah, that's candle. Yeah. People know about their heat conducting here. Okay, okay, conduct some heat. So we'll talk to you soon, and let's see. I think I'd like to say hi to Misty out there. Play Misty for me. Come on up here.
-8 just took off. Seriously.
Oh, I'm so upset.
He went to go get us a drink.
Oh, okay. I'm glad there was a purpose to that.
Yes. Call it off.
Here is the beautiful and amazing and talented Misty Dawn.
I would expect you to be more vigilant.
Welcome back to Dr. Susan Block Show.
It's an honor.
This is Misty's third time. Well, second time on the actual show. Third time here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And you're blonder, or strawberry blonder.
For now.
Yeah. For now.
Yeah.
Oh, how long?
Till next week. I'm going back red.
Ah, yeah. You seem like more of a red. I mean, you seem kind of more wholesome this way.
Yeah.
You're more evil the other way. You have a more...
It's much more natural.
More natural. Redhead is... You are a redhead.
Natural redhead.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you are nominated for an AVN...
Three.
...award, or three.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, three. What are they?
Best girl... Oh, girl scene.
Girl. How many girls can you fit in a scene?
Ooh. There's six, but there were supposed to be 12 that day.
Oh, really? But only three of you got nominated.
Yeah. That was the... One nomination. I got nomination in a DVD I'm in for Best Specialty Release, and then a POV scene.
A POV.
The point of view.
Your point of view?
The guy's point of view
while you're going down on him or
yes.
something like that?
Several things, yes.
Oh, you're doing all kinds of things.
Yes.
Ooh, what are you doing?
Pretty much you name it.
teabagging?
No, not teabagging.
Well, I named it.
Maybe accidentally got teabagged, if possible.
Okay. Well, okay. Everything else, though, right?
Yes.
Who's that with?
That one was with James Dean.
Oh, James Dean. Mm-hmm. Joanna Angel's man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so he's nominated for a bunch of things, and so is my old friend Axel Braun. Mm. Yeah, I'm getting to your... friend too. Yeah, but Axel Braun, he taught me how to squirt the first time.
Oh, really?
And now he's up for 48 AVN awards.
Wow.
Oh, that seems high.
I'm not sure what that says about him or about AVN. I mean, 48.
He's just talented.
Wow. Yeah, he's talented. He is. He's the son of Lossie Braun, my old
friend. He's a Laurence Olivier.
He's of the AVN awards. A porn. Yeah, he is in a way. But on the other hand, AVN gives out a lot of awards. I mean, there's a lot of nominations. But it's great. I mean, and you've got three, and your boyfriend.
He is my boyfriend.
Porn star boyfriend. There he is. When did it become official that you are boyfriend and girlfriend?
I guess September.
All right. Wow. Yeah. So I saw you pre.
Yeah, 2 weeks before.
But I knew. I was already calling you
were
porn
right.
star girlfriend and boyfriend. I assumed. And this is Michael Vegas that we're talking about, mm-hmm. a.k.a. It's Michael Vegas, also an avid tweeter, right? And he's up for what? He's up for something really important, like best
male
newcomer. Wow. Mm-hmm. I like that. Sounds like best male virgin. But not quite. Right. Best male newcomer. We had the best male newcomer on here a few times from last year, which is Dane Cross. Right.
Yeah.
Dane Cross. So I don't know if we're lucky or what. But yeah, that's very cool. Okay. So you're both up for awards. You're boyfriend and girlfriend. And mm-hmm. you're going to be Eros and Venus on Eros Day.
We're super excited.
Oh, my goddess. Right? You don't know anything about Eros Day.
I don't know. When is Eros Day?
Eros Day is January 22nd, 2011.
Is it near Purim?
It's before Purim. We're also going to do Purim. Don't you worry.
Obviously.
But are
there hamantashens?
Yes. Oh, yes. You know what a hamantashen is represents too.
I just know what it actually is.
It's shaped in a triangle.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, triangle.
Way to make it dirty.
Of the car, we make it all.
That was, you know, fourth grade Purim
so
carnival. Thanks.
Okay, so, but Eros Day is our own holiday. This one we don't have to make dirty because it's a sexual holiday. It's Greco-Roman. But we kind of invented it. Actually, Lossie Braun really invented it, and we were the first to celebrate it. Lossie is Axel's dad, and he came to me and he says, Susan, he's Italian, you must celebrate Eros Day. You know, you must celebrate Eros Day in honor of the Greek god Eros, who brings us love and life and sex. And also the planetoid Eros, which is closest to Earth on January 22nd. Absolutely. Every year, there's a planetoid called Eros, which is shaped, well, the scientists say it's shaped like a banana, but hey, we know what it's shaped like. It's shaped like Michael Vegas. Yeah. Say hi, Michael Vegas. Come on, come on.
Hello,
sit.
Dr.
Can you share a seat? We're a little crowded
sure
or
can.
Something. Michael Vegas.
You can sit next to negative eight on the floor.
somebody will get there. Okay, so welcome back.
Thank you so much.
To the Dr. Susan Block Show. Congratulations on your AVN nomination.
Thank you very much. I'm
and
very excited.
Congratulations on being Eros for Eros Day.
Woo.
Yay.
That's actually what I'm most excited about.
You're going to wear wings.
Awesome, as long as I don't have to wear clothes while I'm
wearing
wings.
No clothes, just wings. The wings are beautiful, right? Bran is going to prepare your wings.
I will. I'll make them very nice for you.
Prepare my
very
wings.
Very nice. Very nice wings. Yes, and yes, you represent the planetoid and also the god, Eros, who was one of the original creators of the universe, who created the whole universe along with Gaia, the Earth, and Uranus. That's not your asshole. That's the sky. Okay. And then Tartarus, the underworld. And then there's Eros, who blew the breath of life into all beings. And this is what I call the original blowjob. And so Eros is the original creator of everything, and as well as the little Cupid that that you see on all the Valentines. But unlike Valentine's Day, which is really just a sugary, sweet holiday for committed lovers and that sort of thing, I mean, Eros Day is an orgiastic holiday, and we're into the ecstasy of getting down. So join us. January 22nd. 2011 this year, Misty and Michael, Eminem, will be Eros and Venus, who are very kinky just by their very nature, because Venus is Eros's mom as well as his lover.
That's hot.
Huh? Yeah, you think that's hot. Yeah, that's one of your specialties, I can tell.
My personal kink.
Mommy and the kind of mommy lover thing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Okay. So, great.
Weird.
Hot. The mommy boy thing. Well, you write about your mother in this book, and I imagine...
She contributed.
Yeah, that's true. You quote her. She's
no, no, she wrote her own little piece.
She wrote her own little piece. Very
about
good.
How she felt about, you know, my involvement with, you know,
typical
negative
Jewish
eight.
Typical Jewish mother, yeah. Right.
Yeah, typical Jewish mother.
Yeah, she didn't even meet negative eight.
Yeah, she was
upset.
Funny how
upset
she couldn't stay not involved co-ed. In my whole situation.
Right. Okay, pick a candle or two. Pick a candle. You're
I
gonna
want
have
the
two.
Blue one.
The blue one, okay.
What do we have left?
I don't know.
Well, the bottom one's all pretty much open.
How about the other blue one?
Okay. You got two blue, because you're true blue. Huh, even though, you know, you're polyamorous or whatever. Okay, so now we have a Brandilio. You got a candle?
Is there a white one on the bottom one?
We have the starter candle down here.
All right, well, I'll just go with the orange one on the
okay.
bottom.
Do we have all the candles covered here?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
I'm blanking on what the starter's called.
The starter is called the Shamus.
Shamus? I was going to say Shamus.
Okay, you know, are you a lawnsman or something? You, yes. A goddess, Helena.
I have, my sweetie is a Jew.
Ah, your sweetie. That would not be your knees here. That's not your sweetie. That's your soury.
No.
Yeah, your sweetie.
My sweetie is a Jew, so we celebrate all the Jewish holidays.
You have a sweetie, even though you're a goddess. And with him, you're a girl gone wild.
Exactly.
I see. Mm-hmm. Is he here?
No, he's not here. He is listening at home.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good. Well, I'm sure he appreciates that you know all the lingo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the Judaica.
I still have to read the prayers off the back of the box. But.
Oh, okay. Well, you can do it along, though. You can kind of,
yes.
If I do.
I know the melody.
I'm going to enunciate a lot here. Okay, if anybody else knows the prayers, come on up here. We need a lighter or something, because we're going to light them so that they'll go out. I think it'll, we're good time. They should go out by the time the show's over. So let's light these things, yeah. We need a lighter or a match or two sticks or very hot dicks. Okay, look at
easy.
This one is, okay, so here we go. Okay, and you're going to do it along with me?
You know? Absolutely.
Okay. Who else knows it? Anybody raise their hand?
I know about half.
You know
this
about
is exactly what they told me the show was going to be like.
Yeah?
Hebrew blessings.
It's Hanukkah.
Yes.
I'm completely serious.
Okay.
You're negative eight. You with
me? Here we go. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam
Asher
kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Hanukkah. There we go.
Go orange.
Amen and amen. Okay. And let's do it again.
Yes. Yay.
And here we go. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Hanukkah.
She's got her own pacing. He's wearing her hat.
There we go.
Yes.
It doesn't go with his
panties.
I'm wearing my
outfit.
Rabbi hat. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go now. And see how this one's kind of combines the whole do this, you know, Arab-Israeli conflict into one.
I think the,
right? Right here, yeah.
It's very symbolic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move the sex toys so they don't get wax all over them.
Unless you're into that sort of thing.
Okay, there they go.
Damn it, I think I'm going to lose straight out.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the first choosers get the benefit, definitely. Okay, so just be careful, do not... rock.
I was sorry. That was my fault.
Okay.
We're adjusting.
So, Misty.
Yes?
Things are getting rowdy over there.
Are you a girl gone wild?
Occasionally.
Oh, here's a girl gone wild.
I'm very wild.
You're very wild. Don't knock over the candles.
And I'm not going to sit on your chair.
But you can come forward. Yeah. Hi. Christina. Yeah. Are you a girl gone wild? Can you go wild for us? Yeah. Can you pull your top up?
All the way.
There you go.
Woo!
Woo! Okay, don't knock the candles. Very good, very good.
Knock all of them but orange.
All right, our first girl gone wild tonight. And you didn't do it. What's your secret? How do you get girls to go wild?
I wait. I slow play
until somebody else does.
I'm like a snake in the grass.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You wait till they're drunk.
I wait until they're least expected, and then I confuse them.
Ah.
Do you tell them you're a doctor?
Pretty much that. I tell them I'm negative eight.
Line.
That yellow one is going crazy.
Yeah, look at that one. Wow. It's there's different wind currents that you can't predict.
The overzealous candle.
Right. Okay, so Mistress Sadie Hawkins is going a little wild here.
It's goddess.
She's warm.
I'm not
goddess.
Yes.
Okay, excuse me.
But I am a mistress. I'm just not everybody's mistress.
Ah, okay.
What's the difference between a mistress and a goddess and a dominatrix?
Well,
I'm here to learn.
Oh, good. And I'm an educator, so that's good. This is just my personal. I'm a ordained priestess, so therefore I celebrate all the goddesses and all cultures. So that's why I call myself a goddess.
Who ordained you? I mean, what ordained you?
A Lakota tradition, which is Native American.
Oh.
And Universal Life Church.
UNC. Oh, I'm a Universal Life Church minister too.
Yay!
I'm an ordained.
Yes,
but that's a minister.
Clergy.
Right.
Yes.
I'm a minister.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So the priest.
That's why I'm the Reverend Dr. Susan Block. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Amen.
And for me, mistress is the other woman. So if you have a significant other or a wife, and I am the woman on the side, then therefore I am your mistress.
Right. And so is there a hierarchy? Like, is there an order of things?
No, because I can be your mistress and we can have a very special relationship. Or I can just be a goddess and I'm just one of many that you come and worship and serve. And for me, a dominatrix is like the layman's terms. I'm a dominant woman. I don't really like I don't pack a whip. I can, you know, be in my pajamas and tell you to make me some coffee. I'm dominant. I'm not necessarily domineering.
There's a lot of defining
ambiguity
being done. Well, I was just going to say the opposite. That, you know.
Oh, I think that it's, you know, there's a lot of self-defining going on.
Yes, exactly. So she's just telling you what she likes to do. Yeah. She is defining. Yeah, because really, I mean, people have their own opinions when they hear the word dominant or and they might think domineering. They might think of somebody yelling at people. Somebody else might think of somebody just lays around eating chocolates all day. By the way, you all get some chocolates,
yes.
And whoever...
I have some. Thank you.
You get more. You get more chocolates.
What about those
you.
Little...
These are
what about Gelt, the little, those Gelt? Little guys over there?
Yeah. What little guys?
I was just joking, but the thing we were joking about earlier. Never mind.
I'm not sure what guys you...
Well, the little...
The vials?
Oh, yeah, the vials.
Salt. Agua salt.
Ah, the agua salt. Well,
goes
that
with my
helps
tequila.
With the going wild, yes.
That Absolutely. Helps with
Good
the going
catch.
Wild?
Yeah. Well, yeah, actually.
It does help with the going wild.
It sure does. It sure does. This is agua tequila liqueur. No, excuse me, agua coco liqueur. Yes, agua coco leaf liqueur, which is our favorite coco leaf liqueur. It's actually the only coco leaf liqueur. And it is made from the coca leaf, and it is not illegal. Okay, L.A. payday. and it is delicious. And I believe that I could start giving out a little bit of this, a few shots here to my desirous to go wild guests.
We were trying to start.
You're getting started. Okay, I think it's starting over there. All right. So, and this, by the way, since Misty and Michael are experienced agua coco leaf liqueur imbibers, we'll let them start out. So,
is there a protocol with that?
There's
Last
absolutely
time I was here,
protocol.
It did help me get wild, but I don't think I ever got the protocol.
The first
message.
Protocol is that you please pass it down so
yes,
that
ma'am.
We can. Oh, I like the way you say "ma'am."
I
coming
take
from a goddess without her pajamas on. Yeah. Okay. And here is the vial of salt. Now, you're supposed to put the salt, which is lime salt, to go with the green color. You put the salt on a delectable part of another person's body. And this really gets them to go wild, essentially.
Oh.
It all comes back.
So it's not even the liquor, it's the salt.
Oh, there we go. We're half wild here.
I only get one.
Half wild.
Very thirsty.
I call dibs on Goddess Sadie's tits.
There we go.
Hot damn.
So you lick it first to get the salt to stick. Okay. There we
See?
Go.
See? I did it and you didn't even notice I did it.
There we go. It's wild. Salt.
So you lick the salt, you lick the skin to get the salt
yeah,
to stick.
Yeah, and then you
and
get
then
the salt to stick, and then you put the salt on, and then you lick the salt up, and then if you're in love, you forget about your shot. No. yeah. And then you drink your shot. Yeah, and then you keep licking up that salt, because there's always a little more salt to lick up. It's very, very salty. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Very wild. Now, Misty is a perfect girl gone wild, except for the tattoos. And they, I mean, I don't know.
And the boyfriend.
They're beautiful.
Oh, and the boyfriend. No, but he's a really cool boy. He helped her go wild.
We both sleep with other
The boyfriends absolutely. That you write about in here are the guys that get upset with you.
Right.
Right.
Oh. They're like the fake boyfriends, the people that pretend totally that they're the boyfriends so they can get upset.
I'm the one yelling at you saying, hey, check her out.
Exactly.
Right, right. Did you ever run into boyfriends like that?
Oh, they were all sorts. Mm. In fact, there were even boyfriends that were like, hey, check her out. And then an hour later were like, you're an asshole and a pervert.
Give me back that release.
Yeah.
Right, right.
You know, things can change in an hour.
Absolutely, especially at spring break.
Well, especially with girls and changing their minds. And
right, 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 right. Okay. So you have to do your shot now. Michael, we have to have a boy go wild. Ooh. Boy go wild.
She wants it.
I think the planetoid Eros is joining us a little early. Oh, yeah.
Salty.
Salt it up.
Very salty.
Yeah.
Things are getting so weird in here.
So weird. How about so good?
So I can't see down there.
Well, get where you can see.
Well, there's you can stand. Just don't knock the candles.
Okay. Well, not the orange one, at least.
Yeah. I think that was a quick suck. My camera people are getting all
ready. Yeah, I need an instant replay.
Okay, no, there's an instant replay here. Yeah, very good.
It's like a TiVo.
Here we go. And now we have salt lick up the dick. Right up the planetoid Eros and to the belly button. Ooh. Down it. Yeah. Let's hear it for Misty and Michael. Eros and Venus. Going wild. On Radio Suzy 1. Oh, yeah. Hey, don't hold back, guys. You can understand why they have been chosen for Eros and Venus.
Indeed.
No, are they not Eros
they
and
are
Venus
such a hot
right
couple.
Here?
They are so hot, yes.
They're unbelievably.
And I like that technique with the salt on just the tip, but then licking all the way up.
Right, right. That was a nice technique.
That was a nice technique.
That was very nice.
Just the tip? Just to see how it feels?
Just to see how it feels. Just for a second.
Just for a second?
Yeah. Yeah, that's classic.
My favorite game.
Well, so... what are Joe's methods of getting your clothes off?
Dude, you know what's funny is that, you know, sometimes people are just perfectly matched for whatever business they're in. I've never seen anything like it. Like, we would have our best camera guys, our, like, the best looking dudes, like the smooth talkers around the hottest, drunkest, whatever chicks, and nothing would happen, and Joe would roll in there, and, like, Joe would go into a bar where there was just nothing going on and would run out with like the two hot blonde chicks that you didn't even see originally, and they'd be getting all fucking crazy. Like, he is gifted at that, and that's the one thing I will say about him as far as, you know, that his the profession he somehow ended up in, he's amazing at that. And the unfortunate thing is that Joe never understood why all the camera guys weren't as good at like at doing that as he was. So it's like, if he got all... You're having so much trouble with your hat.
Yeah.
So it's like...
I'm letting you tell a story.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. No, so it's like if girls were getting crazy for him and then weren't getting crazy later for the camera guys, then it was their fault and they were idiots and morons. And he just didn't understand how good he was at it. And when we had Joe on the road, we would just find hot girls and point him in the right direction and have him do it. And he would just, like, he would blow it up. We would get amazing
well,
footage when Joe was on the road.
Well, you're not giving me any techniques.
I'm telling you,
so.
It was just Joe being, well, okay, let's see.
I mean, like, I already gave you a technique.
He's
agua salt.
Okay. That's, you know, and I believe in that agua salt. And I'm going
right.
to get on.
You can take it home.
I'm going to get on that later. Trust me. But, yeah, no, I think, you know, okay, let's see. It's Joe, so, you know. A good-looking dude with a jet and a bunch of money and a couple houses and a Ferrari.
That
makes girls'
clothes
fall off. And
right.
Probably -8. What is going on with -8? I haven't heard from that guy in forever. Where's he been?
Would you like for him to speak? He only speaks if he's spoken to.
Spoken to by me or spoken to by you?
No, by us.
Oh.
It's all about female dominance.
Yes. I bet.
Let's see what negative
eight.
He's
a king for negative eight.
Let's see what negative eight thinks about what does he think about the Cowboys Colts game tomorrow?
Sometimes these guys that are really into shooting girls really have a thing for like some.
I'm just fascinated by what I don't know about.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Okay.
Well, he's more androgynous, gender fluid.
Yeah, he seems very gender fluid to me.
He doesn't seem gender fluid at all.
You haven't seen him in action. Wait till after the show.
I don't want to see him in action at all.
I don't know.
Or see us in action.
Well,
will the Bills cover the spread tomorrow? Negative eight.
I would say about a quarter of the men that I see are closet cocksuckers.
Yes.
A quarter?
A quarter.
Sounds.
Yeah, well, those are the kind of guys
like a 50 cent
that
piece
often
of guilt
like
that I have.
Go to dominatrixes.
Just
that's
a
true.
Quarter? I probably see about 80% that really need some prostate therapy.
Ooh.
Is that directed to me? Is that what that is?
Just looking at you. 80%.
You not see what Orange Candle is doing?
Are you saying that he's a tight
I'm all about prostate health.
All right.
Yeah, you might have a lot of chocolate to dispense.
She's just against cancer.
Yeah,
not exactly. I don't want to talk about chocolate dispensing.
So, tell me, how do you interpret the phenomenon of Girls Gone Wild?
You know what? And that's funny that you asked that, because that's kind of like the overriding, like everybody who reads the book kind of asked me about that. It's just, you know, I think girls just embrace the age that we're in right now, and the fact that they can kind of express themselves and do what they want to do, and I hate to use a phrase like get away with it, because that makes it sound like they're doing something wrong. But like, you know, 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, when I wasn't around or at least old enough to see it happen, girls probably couldn't express themselves and get away with it that way. And now it's kind of like, maybe it's the people like Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian and, you know, whoever else with the sex tapes and all the different garbage that's come out. But, you know, a lot of girls can kind of do whatever they want to do, and college girls and, you know, the girls who are sitting next to me, and they can kind of, you know, they can kind of, they can do whatever they want to fucking do. And, and they can, like I said, they can get away with it, and they can have fun with it. And people, you know, are totally accepting and don't need any kind of explanation on what's going on. And I think that that's part of, you know, part of Girls Gone Wild is that girls, you know, it's kind of the attitude like, I don't need you to tell me what I can do. I can do whatever I want to do. And God knows I've dated a couple girls that for no reason at all will spout into the, you know, you can't tell me what to do. I do what I want to do. And they do. And they do whatever they want to do. And they love to show other people about it. And I've seen girls that literally won't do anything and get in a fight with their boyfriend. And 5 minutes later, they're on the bus and they're doing crazy shit. And it's not even like revenge. It's not like, fuck him, blah, blah, blah. It's like, he told me I couldn't do shit, so I'm going to do shit
liberation.
Because I can. Liberation. You know, it's liberation, and it's competition, and it's like, my friend did stuff, so I'm going to do stuff because I'm hotter than her. It's like, you know, my friend got chosen because they didn't see me, and I'm cuter than her, so I'm going to do it, because when it comes down to choosing girls for the DVD, it's going to be me and not her. You know, it's if two of my friends got tank tops, I want a tank top. You know, I'm going to do this too. And, you know, and again, it's all, you know, not to like, you know, hawk the book, but buy the book, flashthebook.com and amazon.com. It's on iBook and Kindle. And
buy it through my
Amazon.
Site where I get a little.
And it's also buy it through drsusanblock.com. No, but, you know, it's all, you know, you get into that job thinking, cool, I'm going to see girls get crazy and, you know, I'm going to have fun. But it's like you learn a lot about girls and, you know, why they do what they do. And that was kind of, you know, I got a little desensitized to girls going crazy and girls getting naked, which is unfortunate. But at the same time, it's like you learn a lot about why they do it. And again, it's like whether it's competition or compensation. And again, compensation can only be a thing. Or girls that want to be the goddess, or they want the attention, or they want, you know,
wild. I'm gonna go wild.
We're all people. Are all, you know, attention.
Can I just
mongers.
Say you have beautiful nipples?
Yes.
You know. Oh,
I missed that.
Little rose can I get a
her nipples completely upstage me.
So going wild.
Wow. Oh, how cute! They're like, I like the eraser tops. The real hard ones. Are they always that
show
hard?
Show me yours now.
Which one do you want to see? The left one or the right one?
Both. I'm completely
one
lost.
Closest to Ryan.
Well, I need to see one too.
That's the right one.
That's unfair.
Oh, there you go.
Unfair. I need one.
She's got barbells.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait, show them a little longer. Yeah, there we go.
That
go
one's
wild.
Pierced.
Yeah.
By the
they're
way,
beautiful.
We're on the radio.
Well, their hair, both of them.
Oh, they're both pierced.
Very nice.
And lovely.
All right. Thank you.
So and you don't want a shot, though.
Of course I do.
Oh,
that's
you
what
do.
Got me going wild last time with all that juicy
maybe you can
loveness.
Maybe you can get Goddess Helena to allow
well,
you
said
to lick.
She wants dibs on my soft mammary.
Okay, here we go. Mammary to mammary here. Let's have a little wild. Dom's gone fierce. that's the the you know kind of the contemporary word
here,
for
I'll
wild.
I'll just give you all the salt. I'll
Who's
just
going first. Am I gonna? Which
one do you want? How do you want it taken? You can have whichever one you want. This one is the well-behaved one. This one is the ill-mannered one.
I want the ill-mannered one always.
So you want this one? How do you want it?
Just like that.
There you go. That's it, so this one, it has what personality?
You know you want to see this. Well, look, watch. Come on.
Lovely. Uh-huh. Oh, she's really sucking it. Really sucking that nipple. Oh, and then licking that salt up. Yeah.
Where's her shot?
Like, oh, here we go. Here's the shot. Yes, absolutely.
Who?
I think I might need more glasses here.
You did that so perfectly.
More glasses. I need a couple more glasses. Okay. So now, how's my? Hey, Nori's not doing the. Nori's not being Bran. Yeah. There's no Bran there. Bran is engineering, and Nori's not.
It's
being
okay.
Bran.
I can be me and Max at the same time.
I can be me and me.
Me and me and me. Okay, me and me. So, so I know porn star fan
did it.
Has been like tweeting up a storm about his fetish, right? Do you know about porn star fan?
I do not.
The panties?
He likes the panties.
Oh, exactly. Panties! That's
panty
right.
Panty boy. I call him panty boy. And I told him, because he had one of the egg avatars that everybody has, and
right.
I said, you can't be an egg. You have to have
I saw
panties.
That.
Panties. So he got this great picture of this guy with panties over his face that looks like he's in such ecstasy.
Was it negative eight?
Negative eight is grimacing.
Negative
eight. But he's a porn star, actually.
Yeah, he is.
He's all right. He's like the main slave on Men Are Slaves.
All right. No, that's
good work.
Cool. Thank you, Andy. Okay. Well, how did we get on to negative eight again? I'm trying
it's
to
It's this guy. He's obsessed.
He wants to be negative eight.
Panty fans.
Panty fans. Panty fans. Yes.
Panty fans. We're panty talking fans. About. Okay, so... Who's got? I have panties to replace your panties, because porn star fan wants your panties. You got panties?
He wants all the panties.
Look at Misty; she's got panties.
I love these panties.
Oh, you do?
Well, those are. They should come with the cost if you love them. Don't let them go so quickly.
Oh, right.
I'll hold on to them.
Yeah. Hold on, but show them. Show them. Let's get some pictures with.
Well,
the panties.
Wear them so they get a little more moist.
Moist.
Yes, moist panties are worth more.
Okay, which are you more?
Greed,
pink or,
I guess.
Or red? Pink or red?
Oh, go red.
Go red. Yes. Look at these. Gold and red Christmas panties. There we go.
Well, those are pretty.
There you go. Panties, 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 misty panties.
I never got my shot.
Just get a Ziploc
baggie. Oh, you didn't get your
baggie.
Shot?
That was
no.
Me.
We were still doing tits over
Who didn't
here.
Get their shot? That was
I didn't get my shot.
Oh, you didn't get your shot. Well, I have more glasses now. Okay.
And this
I thought
one,
that was mine.
Go ahead.
Is that yours?
I got lost in the nipples.
Well, this
salt
one
sucking.
Is anybody's. This one's yours.
But is it like a tit for tat thing now?
Yes. Okay. Now you lick salt off of Goddess Helena's lovely mammaries that she's going to display just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you. This is an unusual circumstance because she is not any mere girl gone wild. She is a voluptuous earth goddess with mammaries of, you know,
just
great
like I
bounty
like them, yes.
Pleasure.
Very poetic.
Right. See, that works.
Yeah, you should turn around when you're done.
Yeah, I can't see.
Oh, you want to? Well, get a little closer. We like to be very communal.
Nice.
Get a little closer.
What do you think? How's? Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Really nice nipples, too.
I know. Everyone has beautiful nipples tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, nipples of all sorts
theme show.
Are beautiful.
I like the lipstick on the breast.
Yeah. What I want to know, how persuasive are the t-shirts for the Girls Gone Wild?
They do all the persuading. I mean, aside from this guy.
Although, I didn't hear the question.
The t-shirts, the tank tops.
Oh, did the t-shirts made all the difference?
This guy was swearing by the tank tops.
I'm going to carry around a box of t-shirts.
You would be shocked what a t-shirt and the right attitude can get you in, you know, South Padre Island, Texas.
Get you everywhere in life.
Well, get you a couple girls naked and maybe a free pizza.
Success. Ooh. Like I said, everywhere in life.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
Let's hear it for Goddess Helena.
Yay.
And Goddess Sadie Hawkins.
Yes. That was very yummy. Thank you, Dr.
Yes.
Susie.
It looked delicious and delightful. And
we will be Girls Gone Wild in 60 seconds.
I really appreciate that because I know, you know.
And you also have a request for some agua from
right
here.
Come forward, please. Okay, here we go.
Is that a hook hanging around your neck?
Well, I think maybe you should come over here. Come on over here.
What is it?
It's a flesh hook.
Now, what is a flesh hook?
Well, let's show. We're going to have a little education. Goddess Helena, you want to enlighten him?
I feel like someone's about to get hurt.
A flesh hook. Well, no, actually, you can't be here if you're going to talk,
yeah.
Because there's no microphone for you here. So,
share mine.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
The gentleman is going to give
really
up his microphone.
There's this really cute girl, and she's
here.
Got this.
She's
the kind of hippie
hot
hemp
flesh hook
necklace around her neck, but
and we know
the redeeming
what the flesh
quality
hook necklace is. So
is
we want
she's got a flesh hook on it.
Right.
Yeah. That makes it okay that you're wearing that horrible hemp necklace.
Tell us your name again.
Leilani.
Leilani. L-E-I-L-A-N-I. I'm spelling it for my for Linda for later.
Yes,
right.
It's Leilani.
Okay, very good. Leilani, you have a last name or are you just Leilani?
Figueroa.
Oh my God, spell that one.
And what's your address?
F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A.
F-I.
Like the street.
LA, you know,
Figueroa. Oh,
Figueroa.
Oh, okay, I'm cool. Figueroa, no problem.
Handle it.
Okay. Why are you wearing the fish hook?
I'm wearing the fish hook because it was the first time I ever been suspended. I wanted to do it when I was younger, when I was 18, as a rite of passage. I saw it on Taboo. It very interested me. I never found the opportunity to do it, and I finally met people to do it, and they gave me the opportunity, and I fucking took it. So I had four of these in my back. I was suspended in there for a total of like 8 minutes. It was very spiritual.
Yes.
I'm not a religious person. It's a natural high.
Suspension.
I was completely sober.
Were you upside down? Or?
No. They put four hooks in my back.
In your back?
You see the marks?
Oh, yeah.
So they're the same?
I've seen that, yeah. They had you hooked through the back.
Uh-huh. It's a spiritual experience.
Yes,
very
yes.
spiritual
wow.
experience.
I was flying. They swung me around, kind of like a piñata. It was actually pretty fun.
The cutest piñata.
Did it hurt?
The adrenaline that I had going.
Did candy come out when they beat you?
No.
There's no beating.
The suspension is you can
about.
Get beat and fire flogged as you're suspended. But it was my first time. I got fire flogged and tied up afterward. But the suspension itself was really spiritual. It's amazing. I can't explain it, and I'm going to do it again.
Yay!
I plan on doing it, and I'm new to it, so...
Did you do it with the Rites of Passage group?
I don't know if it's a
phase. Was it with Core?
We're going to continue, but I enjoy it at the time.
Who did you do it with?
I did it with John and Kevin.
Did you do it with the Rites of Passage group on the East Coast?
No, I did it as like my own individual like desire. Like I've been wanting to do it for about 6-7 years
so
now.
So are you a masochist or a submissive? How do you define yourself and your sexuality and your performance?
This is like all new to me. I started off, I guess, as a submissive. I was tied up and beaten and all that. I plan on taking the role. I'd like to try to be the other side of it.
Yay!
To get the both sides of it.
Right. How do you feel about getting beaten? I mean...
I have very high tolerance of pain. I have a lot of anger, and it's an easier way to express it than fighting somebody, going out and taking my bitch out on somebody else. I'd rather do it my own way, and it's always been something I've had a desire to do, and I have the opportunity, I'm fucking taking it. It's like the bucket list thing. Like, I'm going to do this shit before I
so
die.
So you're a fetish model? Is that...
No. I'm just your average girl.
Are you a girl gone wild?
I was a tomboy until I was about 18, and then that's when I guess everyone thought I was, like, good looking. And so I started dressing more like a girl, and I started acting a little more like a girl.
Yeah.
And,
do you have tattoos?
I have a couple. I have a stargazer lily on my back. Because my name means heavenly flower.
Wow. Very pretty.
It means heavenly flower. And then I have a tiki.
Oh, there you go. A tiki.
It's it's like a tiki.
That's very spring break. She doesn't have that many tattoos. She's really like a girl gone wild,
yeah,
except for the hooks.
She's very wholesome.
Prime, like the hooks and the
prime material for girl gone wild after the show.
The tiki's like the tiki of happiness. When I first moved out, when I turned 18, I got it. It was like a thing. Like, I'm leaving to go to a place where nobody knew me. I didn't know anybody. So it was like a new fresh start. And that's where I got all crazy and then came back. And then
so you are
crazier
girl
people
gone
and I'm stoked.
Okay, go wild.
She's a cutie. I think she just went wild, or she's going to go wild later.
Yeah.
Are you going
gone wild yet?
Wild?
Is this what you
go
want?
Wild?
Doctor. I think Ryan needs a shot, too.
Oh, you need a shot. Where are you going to lick
it off
of?
I got you, Doc.
You know, I don't need the salt.
No, you have to do the salt. The salt
well,
is the experience.
I think you have to do the salt.
Yes,
and
the salt is the experience.
Bring Pinata over here.
We'll give you a t-shirt.
Dark Phoenix is
the
guy you came with, right? Dark Phoenix? You came with Dark Phoenix? Okay, so he keeps pointing that
a German name?
He wants Ryan to do the salt off of some part of you, I think.
Where are the hook marks?
On the back.
I mean, you feel okay about that?
Are you giving us your consent?
Yes.
Do you feel okay about that, Ryan? I mean, despite the hook marks? Okay, there we go.
The hook marks make it better.
There's some
burn marks, I think. Burn marks, okay. You know, it's 2010.
I'll disregard the burn marks. What
you know,
are we doing here?
We've gone somewhere with this. Okay, off with the whole shirt. The whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is
the whole thing. Everything.
Unexpected.
We don't like to give... Keep the fish hook on.
You're better at this than I am.
Oh, nice nipples. Look at that.
Let me see the nipples.
Nipples.
Oh, look, she's so modest. Yay
see,
for the
you
nipples.
Thought that a girl wouldn't get me getting naked next to me.
Oh.
I brought John Short and you got mad, but here
little
we go.
But we're not getting
the girl that Dark Phoenix
brought. Ooh, those are beautiful. You should show them more often. Those are pretty.
You look beautiful.
Thanks.
And now I can officially never run for office.
Right, Nick. I'll stand with you so you
that's
can officially...
Line.
But that'll make it better.
Yeah, this makes it better. With the Hanukkah candles. Here, get this.
By the way, Orange is getting its ass kicked.
Shit.
Yeah, I see that. Why is that?
Dr. Susie, I have a question.
Because I'm a bad Jew.
What is your age? What's her age?
What is her age?
Yes.
Yeah, let's see if I'm going to prison tonight.
No, we were talking about Girls Gone Wild, and I think you mentioned something about the age thing earlier.
How old do you think I am?
I would say early 20s.
23.
I'm going to say 20.
No.
20?
I'm 20.
Yeah, I'm professional.
Oh, you are. He's good. That's why I wanted to know.
He's a professional. That's true.
I need that skill.
High five it up.
Baby.
It's like when you get a tree and you cut it open, you cut the rings.
And you kill it.
20.
Here's your salt. Here's your salt.
So
you guys, conduct yourselves accordingly.
Okay, just don't get yourself in the fire here. Here, move the bra. We don't want that.
Let us see.
Do we have a crisp dollar bill?
No, but I have gold money.
You got a lot of salt.
I have
chocolate
gold.
I know, it was a joke.
And down the hatch. All right, licked off the back. And down.
That was a really quick lick job.
Is
it a hair? That was a quick lick job. I that was a quick lick job.
I thought that was very good. I think we should give a hand to Leilani Figueroa.
What is this? This is somebody's hair that was in the...
That's awfully important.
They charge extra for that.
Thank you. Jackets are rental.
Wow. Now, did you want a shot?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh. And where are you going to lick yours off of?
Off of Dr. Susie.
Woo! I agree. Here, I'm super excited. Take this with you. You'll need it.
And where would you like to lick your shot, my dear?
You should say the nipple.
Where would I like
nipple? Oh, that's such
nipple.
The submissive
nipple.
Response. Yeah.
Nipple.
Yeah.
You know that we love your breasts.
Yay, and we love those
success.
Nipples.
Oh, the pretty pink rosebuds.
Wait a minute. Doesn't you have to lick it first, Dr. Susie?
Oh, I forgot.
Dr. Susie's so we nipples start are so pretty. We have to start all over. Start all over.
Start all over.
Oh, no. Okay, there we go.
Now we have more salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ooh.
I like the big smile on Dr. Susie's face.
Ah. You don't lick like no 20-year-old.
No,
I didn't say you don't look like. Okay, did I give you your shot? Yeah, I did. Okay, very good. All right.
Hey.
Sister Leilani.
Yay!
Whoa.
With a little bow.
And you know,
girls tell Negative Eight I said, what up?
That's nice. Is Negative Day doing okay down there?
Would you like to hear
so
from him?
So quiet.
I don't know. I guess I'll hear something. Let's see if what he has to say.
Well, you have to ask him a question first. What would you like to know? He talks a lot.
He's making
so
me work. He's shaking his head. He's why did you come here tonight?
Come on, get up. Get on the microphone.
Tell me why you came here tonight.
Don't they have to ask you and you ask them?
No, he heard the question. He just has to have, you know, our permission to answer, but he's got it.
Very quick. Come on. We don't have all night. We got a show to do, to end.
Yeah, I'm just here to help them out. That's it.
Help them out.
Okay. He's so
I like that.
What do you do?
He says so little, but he says so much.
What do you do and what kind of work do you do?
He does fetish porn. He's the slave.
That's his job.
Men are
that's
slaves.
His job.
One of many. He's not
good
a slave.
Work if you
he
can
just,
get it.
Really?
He just
wow.
But what I love about him is he does everything that I say. He'll suck my bloody tampon. He'll honor the goddess.
Cut it out without that.
He's very service oriented.
I can stick my
I don't know. I don't need someone to suck my bloody tampon. So
but that's such a
position is filled.
I understand if you need that then
he'll,
there he
but
is.
It's
he's
not
your
that
man.
He needs it. He'll eat the chewed up food out of your mouth like a baby birdie.
Yes. Yes, come on. You know he wants, and he likes
you
it,
know.
And it's a special kind of bond.
All right.
It's a special kind of bond.
I understand. You know, I'm not into that myself, but I do like to provide a forum for all kinds of fetishes and people that like to explore sexuality in different ways, as long as it's consensual.
Something for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, it's very intimate and it's very unique, and that's why I play with him, because I get to share very intimate, unique experiences that I don't get to with the normal, every average
I understand.
Submissive.
Not everyone will suck your bloody tampon. So.
Oh, if wishing made it so.
But I don't want everybody to suck my bloody tampon either.
Okay, enough of the bloody tampon, please. We're going to have to send you to the mikvah. This is Hanukkah tonight. Okay.
You've ruined Hanukkah for all of us.
But it's a mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah to do it with a bloody tampon. No, that would not work.
Not this week.
It's sex.
Yes.
It's not sex.
Well, okay.
And it's honoring the goddess.
It's not that either.
You know, yeah. I mean, I think then we've got to get into some of the farther reaches of Wiccan worship rather than Hanukkah.
Holidays are in a different month.
Yeah. So.
Wrong month.
All right. We're okay. Wait. Don't use that as a nappy with him, please. No.
He's got a sweater on now.
Yeah. Are you using that?
No, he's got my jacket.
Okay.
Sorry, he's got a jacket on.
Somebody offered this to me as to keep Negative Eight warm.
No.
Okay.
I put that on my body.
Okay.
And somehow it ended up there. So, no, Negative Eight has a way of absorbing things. Just tell him to put his clothes
on. He's got some light fingers.
Send him to the back and tell him to put his clothes on. That's fine.
Is that fine?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine, because otherwise he's taking all these garments. And.
Well, he's got my clothes. I was getting
He's
dressed.
Accessorizing.
I was warm from the agua, so he's just making sure I don't lose any
can
of my
Can we spank things. Him hard? I mean, is
Oh,
that,
Jesus.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
One thing about Negative Eight, everything is yes.
Okay. He's not a masochist.
But he will take
but
it for
he'll
you.
Do
yes
anything
man.
You want.
A doc?
Exactly.
I would say bring
yes
it out.
Yes, man. A yes person.
No. I want to know. I want to talk about some things other than Negative Eight, actually.
Let's
so,
talk.
how was your day with Jack the Zipper?
It's wonderful.
What are you shooting?
Jack the Zippers right now, he's not shooting a big movie, but he's shooting some stuff for some Playboy subsidiary sites.
Playboy subsidiary sites.
Today we work for, the site is called Teen Hitchhiker.
Ooh, I like that name.
Hitchhiker. Who's the hitchhiker?
The hitchhiker.
That's
odd.
I love reality websites.
Yes. Yeah, so the today's story was, you know, we were outside of this park. We found this beautiful park, lots of rocks, and this incredible tree that just had to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old. So go out, and she does the pretty girl stills and shoots photos and just kind of, you know, basically this girl that was just kind of on the road walking along, took a break, went through a park. She walks out, and she walks up to my car, and I'm sitting there. She has a bunch of attitude, always attitude with Jack the Zipper.
Hitchhikers.
She throws up the hitchhiker sign and is like, are you going to give me a ride or what? I'm like, okay, I'll give you a ride. She says, oh, well, I forgot something on the trail. We need to go get it. Which obviously results in a blowjob in the park.
Obviously.
Just like real life.
Yeah.
So then it's just a smash cut from there to getting an awesome blowjob in the bathroom and lots of hardcore fucking.
Yay for hardcore fucking.
Yeah.
Well, we love Jack the Zipper. He's been here a few times. And
he's coming to Arrow's Day.
On Arrow's Day. Yeah. Although no one will see him.
Nobody. Oh, why not? Nobody knows what he looks like.
Nobody knows what he looks like. It's
even
true.
Really?
No, I don't even really know. For what he looks like.
For AVNs, he sends somebody up every time. Mm. Nobody knows.
Is he a director?
Like.
Well, I don't know.
He is a director. He is my, like, I don't watch a lot of porn, but I will sit down.
Me neither.
And watch his porn because it is so cinematically beautiful. Like, you don't even give a shit if people are having sex or not. You want to watch what's going on because it is so mesmerizing.
Jack
he's
the
awesome.
Zipper.
Jack the Zipper.
Really, I'm going to have to.
So it's not just a cool name.
Not just a cool name. He is.
And you haven't seen him, Dr. Susie? You've never seen Jack the Zipper?
Well, I have, but that doesn't mean I know what he looks like.
Oh.
Very mysterioso.
Man.
He's so mysterious.
You will never meet Jack the Zipper. Oh. You will meet the man behind Jack the Zipper.
Oh.
Yeah, he's very mysterioso. Yeah. Oh, I know. You're a demanding woman, but sorry. You don't get to meet him.
Darn it.
So, reel off some celebrity names. Who's been with Girls Gone
Wild?
Oh,
we're right back there.
Let's see.
You read the book. You tell me what your favorite parts were. Tell me.
Well, I was thinking of Eminem.
Recommend some parts. I can't hawk my own book. You got to hawk it for me.
The high point in terms of you and was when you first started working there. It seemed like because you had this great event with
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop,
yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Ooh,
and
really?
He was in New Orleans on Mardi
Gras. I mean, to me,
my
favorite parts were the beginning because the reader kind of gets to experience with me the intro into Girls Gone Wild because it was new to me, so it's new to everybody else. Like, once it gets kind of, you know, old hat to me, then it kind of, I felt like it kind of got stale to everybody else.
And you got laid that night.
I did.
You got laid. I
There's
mean, you were new on
some,
the job.
Some blondo from Dallas. What are you going to do?
Did she go wild?
She started making out with me in line because she wanted to get in early. Because they were all waiting in line.
Pays
and you had
to
a
work
t-shirt.
For Joe.
And she did get a t-shirt. She didn't even realize that, you know, the we had opened already. She was still in line. But, you know, I wasn't going to tell her. So, but yeah, that was, you know, it's part of the book. That was kind of my first Girls Gone Wild story was that...
Well, Snoop Dogg, very appropriate for Girls Gone Wild.
We had like a 24-hour tutorial on these new walkie-talkies that seemed to broadcast into the whole world, and everybody else who was wearing a walkie-talkie could hear it, and I didn't turn mine off when I started fucking around with this girl, and so the entire crew heard me fucking around with this girl in my room at the Ritz-Carlton. And when I came back, I was like, guys, you'll never believe what happened. They're like, we all fucking heard what happened, you asshole. Like, you fucking douche. You were gone for 30 minutes, and you weren't working, and we all heard it. And we all heard you cry like a girl. Anyway, so I'm only kidding.
Okay.
I cried like a teenage boy. That was fun. And so that was kind of my first, you know, my first experience with, wait a minute, I'm working, but I can still, you know, leave work for 45 minutes and hook up with some chick and come back and,
totally,
you know.
Totally acceptable.
Totally acceptable. Not only did I not get in trouble, but, you know, it was like encouraged.
Let me ask you a question. I know that you have mixed feelings about Joe, of course. You
that's
know.
Not really a question.
That's a preceding
right,
question.
Right, go ahead.
That's, you know, it's kind of a... Prelude.
I mean, I was good friends with Joe as of like a year
but
ago.
But
do
you think that he belonged in jail?
I don't think he belongs in jail. I think he does a lot of shitty stuff, but most of it's legal stuff. Mm. I think that he took a bad angle on his tax case because he wanted to avoid his Florida case, which did involve underage girls and everything else. I think he wanted to avoid people being able to say, you know, you hooked up with underage girls, you did this, you prostitution, child. Molester, blah, blah, blah. He never got convicted of any of that stuff. He actually hid out in Nevada jail for tax evasion while the Florida stuff blew over.
Now, let's just explain a little bit about hooking up with underage girls, because that sounds really bad.
5 minutes, doctor.
I know, and we've got only two
minutes. I'll make it real quick.
I mean...
basically...
It's not like Joe was going there to hook up with underage girls.
No, and he doesn't do that. He does, and don't get me wrong. Like I said, Joe does shitty stuff, you know... It's legal stuff. It's not.
So he
doesn't,
really didn't belong in jail if he did.
I don't think he belonged in jail, but he actually kept himself in jail to avoid, dealing with his Florida case, which did surround him, you know, accidentally hooking up with girls that were underage, who had already filmed stuff for the cameras, who had already shown and lied to the cameras about being overage and. You know, shown fake IDs and everything
shown
else.
Fake IDs.
Oh yeah. So right. and it all came out later that the girls. But you know, again, it's like a bartender. I mean, sorry, like a guy carting on the way to the bar. You know, whether it's fake or not, they have to determine whether it's real or not. So, you know, it's on them.
It's a very gray
and the whole area. And the whole thing is that you know. These
well, it seems to me that it's a different kind of bad when you just don't card properly versus when you're going after an underage. Right.
For sure. And the thing is that Joe gets plenty of hot 19 and 20-year-old girls. He's never voluntarily gone after under 18 girls. But it just so happened in this situation in Panama City that he ended up with some under 18 girls, and, you know, that's what happened. But, again, he got the reason he was in jail in Nevada, and it was for tax evasion and that kind of stuff. And the reason he was in there so long is because he was avoiding the charges in Florida, which eventually got settled and blew over. So,
well, anyways, I guess I just wanted to make the point before we go, and we do have to go, that, you know, there's a lot of people that wind up going to jail that really shouldn't be in jail.
Exactly.
In general.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly when it comes to so-called sex crimes, it's right. being used against a lot of people, including the guy that runs WikiLeaks, is now being accused of sex crimes because some powerful people are upset about the WikiLeaks. So something we got to all watch out for. The witch hunt is everywhere around us and taken down. You know, good people, bad people, all kinds of people, but not for the right reasons.
Right.
You know, so I just want to get that in there. So I think we're going to just go around and just let you all promote yourselves now. Okay, happy Hanukkah. And if you want a great Hanukkah present for your sweetie, I don't know.
It is a good Hanukkah present, right? It's Flash, Bars, Booze, and Busted, okay. 5 years on the road with Girls Gone Wild, flashthebook.com, it's on amazon.com, it's on Kindle, iBook, Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com. It's hopefully about to be in Urban Outfitters. Wherever books are sold, you can find it. It's Flash. It's the Girls Gone Wild book. My name is Ryan Simkin. You can follow -8 on Twitter.
He's not on Twitter.
And he's not on Twitter.
Your candle is totally losing.
My candle is going to finish second to last.
Okay. Who is this candle here? I don't think.
As Texas gets a new offensive coordinator, then we'll be in good shape.
It's interesting that the Arab-Israeli menorah is generally winning in this.
Well, you lit that second, so.
Peace wins.
Yeah, I guess so. I did light it second, but
cheater.
Usually those things go out first. Anyway, all right. Goddess Sadie Hawkins.
Goddess Sadie Hawkins. You can Google that. I'm in Los Angeles doing some work with Kelly Shibari with PattyKink.com. And you'll be seeing some deviant, delicious activities with the -8 and Goddess Helena and on PattyKink.com. And
okay.
Just Google it.
Thank you.
And I'm a Goddess Helena. You can find me on goddesshelena.com or my personal blog, which is mommyfiercest.wordpress.com.
You know, I am so confused. So you are Mommy Fiercest and Goddess Helena, and I communicate with you. I thought you were two different people. I was worried. I was going, who?
We don't have enough chairs.
She's got two Twitters.
That's what I was thinking.
Different personas.
You're not even on your one Twitter. You got to Twitter.
Right?
You got to get on that.
I think if it was called Twatter, you'd be on there.
Ouch.
Okay. And I'm Misty Dawn on meowmistydawn.com and meowmistydawn on Twitter. It's MISTIDAWN.
I'm Michael Vegas, and I'm very simple. Just at It's Michael Vegas on Twitter.
And you both worked with Jack today, and you also work with Joanna Angel. So we're going to give her a little plug because it's Hanukkah, and she's my fellow Lonswoman.
Night four.
You know, Joanna Angel, Burning Angel, and all of that. And I want to plug myself. Who am I?
Dr.
Susan Block.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
It's on the poster in front of me.
And you can go to drsusanblock.com. You can buy all kinds of things, from this book to panties to Agua,
the tequila thing.
You know, Hitachi magic wands, pocket Gelt. Rockets, support the bonobos. Yeah, all kinds of stuff for Christmas. And classifieds, place a classified ad. You all have something you want to sell or buy. We're gonna take over where Craigslist left off with the erotic classifieds.
We've without got the our, killers.
Yes, lots of gals. And Dark Phoenix, hey baby, thanks for bringing the hottie tonight. Yeah, he brought the girl gone wild tonight. And let's thank her. That's Leilani Figueroa. Now I remember.
Thanks, Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Our girl gone wild. And thank you, Max. And thank you, Brandilio. Thank you, Nori. Thank you, Mar. Lisa and Justin. And I'm Linda. And Lina, thank you. And Michael and everybody. Thank you so much, Brian. If I'm leaving you out, I'll give you some gelt, okay? Now, I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to celebrate Hanukkah. Remember, it's a mitzvah to have sex on a holiday and make love, not war. Make like the bonobos, not baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.